It's time for Free Lunch Comic News, and here are your hosts, Mark and Matt. Welcome everyone to Free Lunch Comic News.
Hello everybody.
Episode 2.
We've done it. We've made it to our...
We've made it the second one. We didn't get canceled.
We've doubled our output.
We got picked up. They didn't kick us out yet.
Now, you can listen to us as the podcast, but we're also broadcasting Facebook Live. If you go to my Facebook page, the Matt C. Ryan Facebook page, and I'll ultimately share this with maybe the Free Lunch Studio.
Maybe next
Facebook
time we do the show, Matt will figure out to do it.
And, and of course,
it just went down.
We just lost our... But that's so sad.
Next time, maybe Matt will do it through the Free Lunch Comic News.
Is that how that works? Should I do that right now? But then we'll have a very limited audience.
Well, I'm just saying.
This is live production. Look at this. Is like gone. I don't even know what happened there.
If people who are friends on the Matt C. Ryan page like what they see on the Facebook Live, please like us on the Facebook page. Free Lunch News.
That's right. And we're going to try to get this actually going again. We've got a fully stocked show.
We do. We got comic news coming at you. We got the convention report. We got our picks of the month. And we got another new segment to the show, the Comic Watch.
Yes, and that'll be fun.
Yeah,
where we get to scour the shelves of new material that's hitting the shelves right now
as we speak. People are putting them on shelves as we speak.
Yesterday.
Maybe today too. Who knows?
But we're trying to be a resource for you. You know, we know that not every comic reader has access to Previews magazine, Mark was looking through it before, and
the first time I ever looked through one before.
First time ever. And it's great. It's everything that's going to be distributed.
A lot of information.
A lot of information. And we tried to
almost made me want to get back and reading comics again. What? Why are you hitting me for?
We're doing a comic news show.
Stopped reading them though.
But we're bringing you back. Oh
my
god!
I got a girlfriend.
This is a. This just became a live session here. Claire, we're going to have another conversation about...
And there wasn't a comic book shop near where I'm living.
What my girlfriend lets me do.
Yes.
All right.
But now we've got a new store opening right in the Eastfield Mall, so now I'll be able to go there and get comics.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I'm not going to travel to Enfield all every week to get comic books.
You work there.
I know, but I work and I leave. I'll stick around.
All right, so let's get to the news. We've been delving into your private life.
We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, thank goodness.
Promote our sponsors, which is basically just Matt. And we'll be back with more of the comic news in just a bit.
Awesome. Come to the Terrafilm Mill in Simsbury, Connecticut for the Monday Night Jam. Monday Night Jams are creative outlets for all ages, kids from 7 to 13 come to the Free Lunch Studios and the Terrafilm Mill from 5 to 6. Adults, 6 to 8:30. Come in, network, work with fellow talents, write, or just talk. Free Lunch Studios, Terrafilm, Connecticut.
All right, welcome back to Free Lunch Comic News.
We are back.
We're going to start off the first segment of the show. We're going into a segment we've all come to know and love. The reason why we're all here, pretty much. Some comic news coming at you right now.
Current, fast-breaking news.
So first off, coming to you from DC. Dark days are no longer coming to the DC Universe. They're already here. CBR, the comic book...
Comic Book Resources.
Comic Book Resources is reporting Dark Days, the Forge number one, officially kicks off the road to Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's Dark Knights Metal. And it did so in the form of a number of shocking revelations. Perhaps the biggest is that the hands of Snyder, James Tynion IV, and Jim Lee was a revelation that Batman has been keeping the Joker a prisoner this whole time.
Holy spoiler.
Held deep beneath the Batcave in a secret cell. What is Batman thinking? Find out in The Forge number one.
And that book just hit the shelves yesterday. Gorgeous looking cover.
It does look
actually
really
cool. I can show our live viewers right there.
Yes, it's right on the front of the previews book itself.
This is also reported from CBR, following the news from writer Marguerite Bennett that the DC Bombshells would return in a new digital first series. DC Comics has officially confirmed the series today, along with an official release date for the first issue. The new series will be titled Bombshells United, and we'll see the return of both Marguerite Bennett and Marguerite Savage when it launches this August. Savage is set to work through the first arc on the latest Bombshell series.
More from CBR Newsarama. Aquaman is kind of Atlantis, is king of Atlantis no more. With the events of this week's issue, the heading toward the oversized Aquaman number 25. Later this month, Arthur Curry has lost his seat on the throne and is trapped within the undersea world, hunted by the very guards he used to command. Aquaman 25 also brings what writer Dan Abnett has called a powerful new direction for Aquaman. Also bringing on new artist, I'm going to mess this up, Stjepan Sajic, giving the book a new visual style as well.
I saw some of the teaser artwork. It looked very good. This just in from CBR. IDW Publishing made it official this past April that Star Wars Celebration, or at the Star Wars Celebration, that the San Diego-based company would publish Star Wars Adventures, a new all-ages ongoing series telling Star Wars stories that are billed as both canon and accessible. The series is set to debut in September, and CBR has the first word on the initial creative team and storylines. The book is scheduled to be released September 6th. And is
my birthday.
Is it really?
Yep.
Happy birthday coming up. Written by Kevon Scott, a veteran of multiple Doctor Who stories from Titan Comics.
Ooh, he's very good.
And illustrated by Eisner-nominated IDW mainstay Derek Charm, who illustrated the main promotional art released when the series was announced. That's a big deal when you've got Marvel killing it with their content. You've got IDW now doing an all-ages series.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. More from CBR over at Marvel. If you're worried that Marvel Comics' upcoming Generations one-shot would feature stories that had no effect on the MU, also known as the Marvel Universe, for all you not in the know, Greg Pak has some good news for you. Tell us what it is, Greg Pak. A totally awesome Hulk writer assures us that readers that his Generations one-shot, which features current Jade Giant Amadeus Cho, it's a cool name, coming face-to-face with a currently deceased mentor and original Hulk, Bruce Banner, features a story that will leave its mark on the new hero. Whether Banner remains a player in the Marvel U post-Generations remains to be seen, but Park assures readers that whatever the outcome on that front, Generations Banner Hulk and Totally Awesome Hulk will matter.
I hope Bruce sticks around. They've got to.
Why are they getting rid of Bruce Banner? That makes no sense.
They've got to do something for some of these old guys.
I know. Put him in an old folks home or something. Have like an old folks book or something.
Big, large print
retirement comics.
This just in from Newsarama. Image reporting. Image Comics publisher Eric Stevenson has released a statement following his company's publications last week of Howard Chaykin's new creator-owned series, The Divided States of Hysteria. At the same time, the company announced plans for a second printing due to overwhelming demand. The first issue featured a multitude of examples of mature themes. This book will be very hard to find on shelves, so be on the lookout.
Get your pre-orders in now.
Yeah, talk to your local comic shop about the reorders, because I don't think they're going to re-solicit it.
Ooh.
You know, they might.
Why are you hitting me?
I don't know. The Divided States of Hysteria from Image Comics.
This is a mean podcast all of a sudden. Very, very touchy-feely.
It's violent.
More from Newsarama. Image Comics is pleased to reveal three more of the variants planned for July's 25th anniversary theme, Images of Tomorrow. After 25 years of ushering in waves of best-selling, award-winning, and groundbreaking comics, variants will celebrate the longevity of Image Comics series with covers speculating possible future events in each book's storylines. Each month of Image's 25th year will boast a theme of special anniversary variants. To see more, go to imagecomics.com with a bunch of stuff after that, but just go to imagecomics.com, I'm pretty sure. It'll be a big deal on the webpage.
They have, there's a huge list of all
huge,
the variants.
Huge!
So that's
it's gonna
it
be huge.
For your comic news.
We'll be back with more in just a bit. Coming up next, your convention report.
Cliff's Cons of Plainville, Connecticut. Looking for that hard-to-find comic or that really rare toy, or maybe you're just looking to save a couple bucks on your comic collection? Come on down to the Plainville VFW almost every month of the year to enjoy one of the coolest comic shows around. Cliff's Cons of Plainville. Only 99 cents to get in. Food, donuts, coffee, while supplies last.
Welcome back to Free Lunch Comic News. The first new segment for you, starting right about now. It's our Picks of the Month.
Oh yeah, I'm digging the new music for the segment here.
Oh, I should probably do something and not just play the song.
Oh yeah, this is good.
So anyways, Picks of the Month, our first pick, or my pick this month, is Paper Girls. Paper Girls is a book released by Image Comics. It's written by the man who does Saga, Brian K. Vaughan, and illustrated by Cliff Chiang, who actually liked a post I posted on Twitter from our new Twitter page about how I just read the first two collections of Paper Girls and how much I enjoyed them and how much I enjoyed his artistry. He liked it, and trying to see if I can possibly fandangle him to come on the show and talk about
that'd be something.
The book, because also not only does he do Paper Girls, but he's also the artist for the new Wonder Woman comic book as well, or been a comic.
He's had an ongoing relationship with the Wonder Woman.
Yes. So, colorist is Matt Wilson, and letter and designer is Jared K. Fletcher, and the color flatter, don't know what that is D. Cunliffe. It's a very good book. It follows the story of four 12-year-old newspaper delivery girls from the fictional Cleveland suburb of Stony Stream while delivering newspapers on the day after Halloween in the early morning hours. It's an early paper that they deliver, like Hartford Current, if you're in the area, or any of those early type papers. It is struck by an invasion of mysterious force from the future.
Ooh.
And then it just goes crazy from there. It won two Eisner Awards in 2016 for Best New Series and Best Penciler / Inker.
So now when you read the trades?
Yes.
Was it comic sized or was it a different size?
It's about the same as your book you have here.
So it's a different size than a standard comic?
Yeah. It's a little bit bigger, but it's pretty cool. It's set up, it's like a little omnibus type setup kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's at that size. It's like a regular book size, but it's really cool.
How much did it cost?
First one was $10, second one was like $12.
I love how Image does that, where they'll introduce a graphic novel concept for $10.
Yeah.
And then they get you for a couple more bucks for the follow-ups, but you know
what? Yeah, I found them at Barnes & Noble.
They happened
to be at the Barnes & Noble just looking around, and Brian's the one that actually told me about Paper Girls originally on Geekonomics. We were talking about it originally. Started getting into it, talking about it there. It's interesting. Brian was really into it because it has a lot of Twins Peaky vibe, is what he calls it. So it's very Twins Peaky, future, supernatural stuff, aliens and things and future and stuff. Whole lot of weird, crazy stuff.
Sounds good.
If you're into sci-fi and all that stuff, you're going to love this. All
right.
And it has a lot of Stranger Things-esque into it as well, because it's all set in the 80s.
It's not
set present day. It jumps present day and back, but it's really much set in the 80s. And I didn't know this until I just started reading about it. It started out in 2015, actually. A couple books towards the ends of 2015, and then it's been going on. It's still going on now. You can get the actual individual books. They're up to book 15, just came out on June 7th. So I'm assuming by August, they do like a book a month. So, but they have the two trade paperbacks are out. So two trade paperbacks are out. They're up to 15. So it's the end of the story arc.
Yeah, the 15th issue is going to be the end of a story arc.
Yeah. Yep. But they have the fifth one, the third graphic one, Paper Girls 6 through 10 is covered in the second book. And then I'm assuming 10 through 15 will be the third book, which comes out. 11 through 15. Yep. Comes out in August. So there you go. So that's Paper Girls. That's my pick of the month. And now Matt's going to tell us about his pick of the month.
Well, last week, last time we were together, we were talking about different books, and one of the books that I stumbled across, I was also at Barnes & Noble, different time, different cruising through, but the Baker Street 4, I saw the solicitation for the...
if you're watching on the Facebook Live, Matt's showing you the book.
Yeah, I'm actually showing it off to the viewers that are watching.
I didn't bring my books, kind of over here.
And that's all right. This is from Insight Comics, and it's about these kids... where they're kind of bebopping around and solving mysteries in London's East End, and it's very cool. It's got gorgeous artwork, gorgeous colors, and I ended up getting this book for $17. It's almost magazine size. It's a little shorter. It features the talent Daijin, Iten, and Legrand. Daijin and Legrand are the writers. Iten is the artist. Just phenomenal. And it's two parts in this first trade paperback. The second trade will have parts 3 and 4. It's just gorgeous.
It looks very cool. It looks very nice.
Very good. Very very clean, cartoony style. Great movement.
Very 80s cartoony.
Very fun to read. Like the architecture is really well done. I like it. I like it a lot. And if you know me, I kind of get stuck in the fantasy realm with my picks. This is very much outside of that.
That is.
Sherlock Holmes is mentioned. I've worked my way through most of the first part. Sherlock Holmes is mentioned a couple times. So very excited to see how this plays out. A very high endorsement from me.
All right. So those are our picks of the month.
Woo.
We'll be back with the Comic Watch.
Yes.
Geekonomics with Mark and Brian, a weekly nerd podcast. Talk about all sorts of stuff covering all of nerddom. Brian, what else do we, what is the main things we talk about on our show? List them off, Brian.
Movies. Comics. TV shows. Music, video games.
Video games, anything, big things every week, talking about big topics, big nerd stuff. It is Geekonomics! Welcome back to Free Lunch Comic News. Second try is a better charm than the first try. We're going to start off with another new segment. A lot of new segments because we're a new show, so a lot of new things are going to be happening.
That's right.
Here is the first ever comic. Watch.
This is where we alert you, the listener, to new books that are hitting the shelves or that have recently hit the shelves that we think that you might be interested in.
Yes.
We know that we are.
Yes. Of course, first off, surprise, surprise. My first pick is Deadpool number 32. Gary Dugan, the writer. Matteo Loli, the artist. Cover by David Lopez. A Secret Comics variant, if you like that kind of thing. The cover's by Scott Goblish. There's also a Mary Jane variant cover by Elizabeth Torque. Secret Empire tie-in. Who's the guy in Hydra Green? The chicks all call it Sex Machine. It's Deadpool number 32.
My first pick is another gimme for me. It's the third Conan omnibus. This is written by Tim Truman, illustrated gorgeously by Tomas Giorello. This is a great series, 448 pages, and it's only $25. And this focuses on stories like Black Colossus and The Hand of Nergal. Just hit the shelves this week.
My next pick is Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man number one. Written writer Skip Zdarsky, art and colorist by Adam Kubert, variant cover by famous artist TBA, also remastered variant cover by famous artist TBA. A lot of variant covers, Year of the Rooster variant cover by Zhang Wang, hip-hop variant cover by Sam Spratt, action figure variant cover by John Tyler Christopher, and a blank and movie variant covers also available. Spider-Man returns to the friendly neighborhood. The web-slinging, web-calling wonder returns to New York City. An all-new Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man, a companion series to the best-selling Amazing Spider-Man series. Peter Parker is going back to basics for big heroics in the Big Apple, featuring adversaries old and new. Be there as Spider-Man returns to his friendly neighborhood for his never-ending battle against crime and dread. Parker Luck, 40 pages, rated T. $4.99 a book.
All right, my next pick, this comic series, if you're not aware of it yet, you're going to be very aware of it soon. The Valerian Complete Collection, Volume 1. This is going to be distributed by Sinbook. This is the movie that will be coming out, I believe, in a month or two.
Yes.
By the creative talents behind The Fifth Element.
This is
by Pierre Christian and Jean-Claude Mirzis. It's a science fiction epic. These books are colorful. They're gorgeous. There's a bunch of them. And, you know, they're soliciting to be shipping this month the 16th volume of this series, Hostages of Ultralum. But they're reprinting these classic originals. They've been reprinting them anyway because the series started in 1973. Yeah. But be on the lookout. These things are going to be everywhere. So Barnes & Noble, your comic shops, you name it. Magazine size format. Not a quick read. Very, very good stuff.
My next pick is Defenders number 1. Just in time for the TV show to come out on Netflix, you can catch up on what the Defenders are all about. Brian Michael Bendis, the writer. David Marquez, the artist. Variant cover by Neil Adams. Variant cover by David Mack. Variant cover by Ron Lim. Young variant cover by Scotty Young. A Kirby 100th anniversary variant cover by the man himself, Jack Kirby. Hip-hop variant cover by that great artist, TBA. A black variant cover will also be available. Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist. Individually, these four heroes have been on the front lines of the battle to keep the streets of the city safe and secure. But now, with a deadly enemy from the dim past making a major move to unite the underworld, they will need to become more. They will need to become the Defenders.
And it looks like you're getting two issues in 1 month.
Yeah, those are the variant covers that are coming
right
out.
There.
Yeah.
Look, they're soliciting the
second
issue.
Yeah, one's already coming out too, so it must be a bi-weeker.
Do you think that's going to be related to the TV show?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's got to have some kind of connection. They kind of look like the people that are in the TV show. Not quite sure. Brian Michael Bendis and David Marquez unite to bring you the next great super team in the tradition of New Avengers. 40 pages, rated T+, 49 a book. They have the Kirby variant for issue 1, which is very cool looking, which I would probably want to get. And the issue 2 variant cover by Simone Bianchi.
Oh.
Battle lines are being drawn across the eastern seaboard as the Defenders desperately try to shut down the new kingpin of New York before he becomes untouchable. Number 2 is 32 pages, rated T+ for $3.99. So you get a dollar off on the second book.
And just to let you know, and I don't know if you flagged it in the back, but Marvel's doing a special promotion of $1 Jack Kirby first appearance books.
Ooh.
I think there's going to be either, I think 12 or 16 of them. A dollar a piece.
That's crazy.
For classic reprint Jack Kirby stuff.
That's
all right,
awesome.
My next pick.
I just framed them. I wouldn't even read them.
That's totally what I was thinking. The same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And we don't talk about our picks before the show.
We don't.
This is from back in the independent section here. This is from Scout Comics. It's Tinkers of the Wasteland by Raul Trevino. I'm just going to read you the solicitation. This is a spotlighted book. Should be shipping in the next couple weeks. Meteorites fell, razing entire cities, reducing civilization to rubble, and leaving behind little more than a desolate wasteland. In these badlands, danger is everywhere, and survival is always uncertain, but somewhat less uncertain if you can get your hands on some chickens. Chickens, though, are scarce. They've been snatched up by a gang lead of fear... They've been snatched up by a gang lead, by a gang led, sorry, by a fierce drag queen who has the impossible task of hoarding all the chickens. Also struggling to survive in this post-apocalyptic world is a group of mildly deranged orphans, the Tinkers, who happen upon a mysterious and seemingly undecipherable map. The map gives the location of a secret bunker, one of almost mythical status among the tribes of the wasteland. This is the first issue. It's 32 pages, full color, very cartoony looking manga, almost, I would say, gorillas inspired look. And it goes for $4
a piece. Very much so.
Yep. So that's my pick from Scout Comics.
back to me. Darth Vader number 1 and 2. Another new Darth Vader book, which makes me really happy. Charles Soule, the writer. Giuseppe Camuncoli, the artist. Cover by Jim Chang. Much bunch of variant covers. There's a homage variant by Mark Brooks. A variant cover by A.D. Garnov. A young variant cover by Scotty Young. An era variant cover by Phil Noto. An action figure variant cover by John Tyler Christopher, which are always my favorite types of variant covers. Blank and movie variant covers also available. Issue 2 variant cover by Mike Del Mundo. The fearsome villain, the most fearsome villain of all time, returns for an all-new series. When Anakin Skywalker fell both to the pull of the dark side and to the blade of the one and only Obi-Wan Kenobi, he rose back up, more machine than man. Having lost everything that was once dear to him, the former Chosen One must take his first steps into the dark side as Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith. Join Vader as he learns a new way, the way of Darth Sidious and his newly formed empire, the way of the dark side. Issue 1, 48 pages, rated T, 499. Issue 2, only 32 pages, also rated T, and that'll be for $3.99.
And one of the variant covers you didn't mention, which I just picked up, was the blank cover. I've got that in the office. I'm going to actually draw on that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. And my last pick.
I'm already putting in the pre-order for that.
Are you?
I will.
You don't even know what I'm doing on it yet.
I don't care. I'll take it.
Oh. My last
pick. So don't anyone try it. Get it. It's mine.
My last pick of the month is from Titan Books.
I got a nerd room I got to fill up.
This is the hard case branch of Titan Books. Normandy Gold. I saw this. This was distributed yesterday. Gorgeous book. It's got a. It's one of these crime noir books. It has a Steve Epting Winter Soldier vibe to the artwork. Really, really nicely done. You know, there's obviously a couple of variants floating around. But it is created by, well, written by Megan Abbott and Allison Galen. It looks. It just looks really, really nice. That's Normandy Gold. The first issue just hit the stands. 32 pages, full color, $4. Drawn by Steve Scott. Big shout out to you, brother. It looks really good. And it looks like crime noir. You know, it. And I don't think this one's for the kiddies. I'm not going to lie. I think this is a mature reader's book. Even though it doesn't say it there when I flip through it, it does not look like it's for all ages. So that is my final pick of the month. Mark, do you have anything left?
Yes, I do. I'm looking for that thing you said about the Kirby thing.
The Kirby thing is solicited this month. It's not shipping this month. Okay. That's why you didn't see it.
Gotcha. Okay. My final pick is Star Wars number 32. Jason Aaron, the writer. Salvador LaRocca, the artist. Covered by Marco Cacchetto.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Star Wars 40th Anniversary Variant Cover by Jen Bartle. Action Figure Variant Cover by John Tyler Christopher. The Screaming Citadel Part 4, The Queen's Influence is Spreading. Our only hope lies in the kindness of the scoundrels. 32 pages, rated T, $3.99.
And that just shipped last week too?
Yes, and my quick thing I just found in the back of the book while I was looking for the Kirby thing. Marvel is releasing an epic collection of Star Wars, the original Marvel years.
I love those.
Of the books from the original things. It's volume 2, written by a bunch of people. It's got 448 pages. It's rated T, $39.99.
Carmen Infantino was the artist who was on Star Wars when I first started reading it. I love that stuff. I was just
Michael Golden, who I've met, very nice gentleman.
Oh, super nice and ridiculously talented. The inspiration behind Todd McFarlane.
Yes.
I was over at Five Below, that store in the center of town here, and they had black and white reprints of the Carmen Infantino covers from back in the day for you to color, like those, you know how the adult coloring thing is such a big thing? They had them rolled up in tubes there. So if you have a Star Wars fan that holds a very special spot in your heart, you could bring one of those bad boys.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Know what I mean?
I think that covers up our comic watch.
The comic watch.
Books that are hitting the shelves or will be hitting the shelves within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a bit to wrap up the show for this week. And stay tuned for that and so much more. It's Free Lunch Comic News.
Be right back. Twin Peaks Unwrapped, hosted by Ben and Brian. If you love Twin Peaks, Twin Peaks The Return, Fire Walk With Me, or anything that originates from the dark and twisted mind of David Lynch, you will love Twin Peaks Unwrapped, a weekly podcast show that usually airs on Wednesdays. This week it was a little early. That reviews current Twin Peaks episodes and past projects, including their books, fan magazines, actors, producers, you name it. Twin Peaks Unwrapped. You can find it on iTunes, Podbean, and Facebook. That is Twin Peaks Unwrapped, my favorite podcast program, hosted by Ben and Brian.
Welcome back to Free Lunch Comic News. Wrapping the show up here with a little bit of wrap up of what we went through on the show today. You got a whole bunch of comic news from you for all a bunch of different places.
But mostly in the New England area.
Yeah. Went to the convention report. Well, yep. That was the whole New England thing.
Yeah, sorry.
That was what we're talking about. Comic news was about all comic news, not just New England news. We had the picks of two books. Paper Girls, and also you had
the Baker Street 4. Yep.
Check those out at your local comic shops. You got the Comic Watch, where we talk about a bunch of different new comics coming out. Make sure you check all those books out. And if you have any that you think that we should check out, please send them to us through the Twitter, through Facebook. We're on both under Free Lunch Comic News on Twitter and on the Facebook. Or hit us up on our individual Facebook pages. That's fine, too. If you know who we are and you're friends with us, let us know. Any books you think we should talk about. I know there's a bunch of people that we're friends with that we're going to talk about their books coming up down the road.
Yes.
So stay tuned for all that and more. We're also going to try to wrangle in some of those guys to talk about their books as well. So stay tuned for that. But unfortunately, there was some awful news that we got over the weekend that the original Batman himself, Adam West, passed away. And he was supposed to be at Terrificon this year at Mitch Halleck's show. He was like one of the big guy to show up at the show this year. So unfortunately, he will not be there, of course, since he's passed away. But the city of Los Angeles, in his honor, is going to have the Bat Signal blasting
tonight,
from beginning at 7:30 p.m. They're not sure how long the light will illuminate the building that they're going to be shooting on. It's going to be shooting on the side of City Hall. They'll be shooting the Bat Signal on the side of City Hall in honor of the one and only Adam West. So that's really cool that they're going to be doing that. So check that out. I'm pretty sure there'll be tons of news coverage about it all over the place. I saw it actually on, like, I think it was on CNN before I came.
Yeah, they were talking about it on the news on my way in, too.
Yeah, so thank you, Adam West, for all you did. You were awesome, not only as Batman, but also as the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy and so many other things that you were a part of as well. I remember he did an episode of Big Bang Theory where he was actually just playing himself, Adam West. And there was a car ride. They were talking about who was the best Batman. It's like one of the funniest things you're ever going to see. So look it up on YouTube if you didn't watch it or haven't seen it. It's very funny. He was a very funny guy on his own, let alone besides being Batman and other stuff. He was just hilarious.
And we were very lucky to have him as an ambassador to kind of represent the medium that we hold so near and dear.
He was the first man to bring, like, him and Reeves were the first guys to kind of bring Superman and Batman to, like, the world, basically.
Well, right, and as a final note, just remember that you're an ambassador. If you're listening to this show, you're an ambassador for the medium too. You know, nobody's going to help this
bunch of ambassadors.
Nobody's going to help this industry survive and flourish better than you. So, you know, the thrill of sharing the medium with each other, with people that don't read comics or graphic novels or manga. Like, that's really what's going to keep this industry going. So keep being the ambassador. Let this industry grow. It's not just about the TV shows. It's not just about the movies. It is about the actual medium of comics, of words and pictures working together to tell a story.
Yeah, because without these comic books, these hard-covered books or hard books that you can buy at your local comic book shop, you wouldn't have these TV shows, movies, and other things as well. So you gotta support those, or these other things might not be around. So get out there, visit your local comic shop, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks
with another issue of Free Lunch Comic News.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.